It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Tobin of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. A Doral Volkswagen. Choose for over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Dolphins will be back on the practice field today, getting ready for the Arizona Cardinals. Apparently, yesterday was an amazing practice between Tua and Tyreek Hill, according to Tyreek Hill.
Here's our job. Here's our job. As much as we love Tyreek, we have to keep it in perspective. Tyreek gonna be Tyreek.
Yes.
So while you falling for it, and you go get big mouth bassed here.
Yep.
Let's just say
I'm ready to get hurt again.
Right.
I'm ready to get hurt.
Tobin.
Oh, I like vulnerable sports
wise.
Tobin.
Sports wise, he's leaving himself very vulnerable right now.
I like vulnerable Tobin.
Listen,
Leroy.
It's gonna. All I need is a win against the Hornets, and I'll be back too. But I'm just in a bad mood today. You guys ruined Pat Riley night last night.
Hold on, Leroy. So a win against the Hornets will get you back.
Oh, of course.
But a win against the Patriots, you weren't too thrilled.
Yeah. You did kind of.
I was happy with the win over the Patriots.
You weren't happy with the way that the victory happened.
Mm. Yeah, you wanted style points. You were talking about style. We got in an argument for 3 days over style points.
I mean, look, if it's a dog fight with the Hornets, you know, I might not, but you know, we'll see. We'll see. For right now,
if they score 97 points again, Vlad, but they win.
If they win 97-82,
have a conversation.
Time out. They win 97-82. If they win 97-82,
we're gonna have to have a conversation.
Even if they win 97-82,
I'll tell you
Here's why. Because we all know, based on how this league is playing, that ain't gonna get you nowhere.
If they score 97, they're gonna lose because the Hornets will put up some points. They're willy nilly. But here's Cheetah. So Cheetah was asked yesterday about Mike McDaniel saying Tua isn't the savior. Remember when we played that yesterday and we said, that's some bull bleep. Here was Cheetah's response to Mike McDaniel claiming Tua isn't the savior.
Coach is talking about Tua not being the savior.
Shh. Say what he want to say. Say what he want to say. But Tua is that guy. He's that deal, man. You know, he's a big part of this team, bro. I'm going to keep saying that. Every guy in this locker room knows that. Now, obviously, when we go play a game, like, it's next man up. That's the mentality all day. That's the mentality all day. But when Tua is a part of this offense, can nobody stop us, bro? We should score every drive. That's the way I look at it. That's the way I look at it, bro. We got too much talent.
That's messed up, man.
That's
good.
But funny.
That's good.
Oh, hell, he can say what he wants.
By the way, did Tyreek have any Scott's tissue with him?
What do you mean?
He was crapping on his other quarterbacks?
You mean telling the truth?
Well, I mean, you could say he's telling the truth, but still, you know, he was he was defecating on his
teammates. Well, first of all, I'm pretty sure Tim Boyle's going to be out of here in like 3 seconds.
Hey. But Vlad, here's the deal. Your feelings can't get hurt if somebody say something
That's true. No, listen, he's absolutely right.
You see
right.
what I'm saying?
Leroy, he's right. He's
okay.
right. He's
but
right.
But so why is you think Tim Boyle, who's been here for a month, his feelings hurt?
Listen, I know what's going to happen on Sunday. I can't wait for this. That first touchdown, a 60-yard bomb to Tyreek. Tyreek's going to act like he just got out of jail, like you got arrested the first game of the season, because he's going to feel free. Like he's going to feel free. I'm free. I'm catching passes. I'm running down the field. Oh, my God. I got a quarterback that can throw me the ball. They're going to react like that. You know that's going to happen.
Of course.
And they should.
But still, it's still a team game.
Honest question.
It is. It is. Okay. But think about this. Okay. This offense is very, very complicated with motions and stuff like that. You bring in a guy off the street and have him here for a month. Of course you're going to be glad that you can get back to your normal offense. So it's not a knock on Tim Boyle as much as it is a celebration that they can get back to where they were when they were successful.
Honest question. If Tua, yeah. I mean, if Tyreek Hill walks into a Pollo Tropical and Tim Boyle's sitting down having a Troppy Chop, does he recognize him? No helmet, no jersey number.
What a scenario.
Sorry.
Yo, he said, Tim said, what's up, Reek?
What's like, oh, what's up, man? You Dolphins fan? You want a selfie?
Man.
That's messed up, man.
You think he knows his face?
Who, Tim Boyle?
Yeah, Tim Boyle.
Of course.
You think?
Dude, yes.
Can I say this? That happens to me every time I go back to Cleveland with people that I hung out with or whatever. But what they fail to realize is my last picture of you, and we talk about 25 years later, when you were a little chunky and got gray and got kids and
gotta
stuff.
Gotta mention the chunky.
Like, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Well, like, I can't go back in my mind.
He did this. I saw this happen to Leroy. He blew off Vinny Testaverde.
Dude.
Leroy
no,
blew him off.
You blew off Vinny?
Blew him off. He didn't know who he was.
Wait.
Wait a minute. How are you going to wait? How do you not know a big 6'5"?
Tell him why.
What do you mean why? I don't recall why. I remember
because here he had all gray.
Yeah, he was Silver Fox.
And like all gray, he didn't have one pinch of black hair.
How long ago was this?
Caught me off guard.
It was the Chiefs Super Bowl. It was down here before COVID.
So you're talking about 4 years ago.
Four or 5 years ago.
And how old, Leroy, you're what, 50? You're in the mid-50s. We don't got to say, okay.
Yeah.
And Vinny would probably be around the same age as you. You don't think Vinny's gotten old, just like you?
Vinny's like 5 years older than me.
So he's 5 years? You damn right he's going to have some grays. He's going to have a flock of grays.
But again, if the last time I saw you when you was breaking my ribs, and then I see you today, right?
Well, didn't he see you when you had hair or something?
Well, wait a minute. Time out.
No.
Vinny Testaverde, former great UM legend.
Yep.
Yes.
All right? Heisman Trophy winner.
Yes.
You cannot. I'm sorry. You're going to know that's Vinny Testaverde. He's 6'5".
The gray threw me off.
He's
got a face that you're going to remember.
Here's the thing. Leroy's only got love in his – he's got room
Bernie.
In his life
for
one cane.
That's Bernie.
That's Bernie.
That's Bernie.
That's it.
That's what it is.
That's it.
That's what it is.
That's it.
That's what it was. Listen, you're right.
Can I also say this, though? Over the years, I've hung out with Bernie more than most guys, so I've seen – you know.
So what you're saying is, if you saw Vinny Testaverde in a Pollo Tropical eating a Troppy Chop,
you're not gonna know. Who
you're
he
not
is.
Gonna know who he is.
Yes, I would. I would now.
You know he doesn't shrink. He's still 6'5".
I know. Like, I mean, so's Joe Flacco, though, dude.
You're not gonna guess what? I could go walk into a McDonald's. I'm still gonna know that's Joe Flacco. That's where he signed that contract, by the way.
No, it. Hey, come on. See. Can I just say this?
Yep.
And I'm going to say this. Y'all wonder why I don't give this man a break. Do you just see the conversation we just had where he just threw me under the bus? Right?
No.
Nobody did
I didn't throw you under the bus.
Nobody knew that.
You said there have been times I don't recognize people because I haven't seen them since I played. I'm like, yeah, I saw that firsthand with you ignoring Vinny Testaverde.
I didn't ignore him.
Ignored him, dude.
Oh man, come on! I wouldn't ignore Vinny.
That sounds like some ignoring.
You said hello to Jerome Bettis.
Wait, you said hello to brothers always going to recognize brothers now. Come on now.
Because black running don't crack. And so running, we stayed the same.
Of course.
And running back, you ain't gonna see Jerome Bettis coming up in there with a whole head full of gray.
And running back lives matter.
For a few years.
May not crack, but I'm pretty sure it was at the Super Bowl advertising depends.
Who? Bettis? That's a big bottom. By the way, I have a theory, Leroy.
What's up?
I told this to Jay Fig and I told this to Tobin. I have a theory why Tua can't slide.
Speaking yeah,
Tyreek
right?
Tyreek Hill was really play the clip first, Vlad, because Tyreek Hill was really getting on Tua yesterday in his presser for being unable to slide. Here was the cheetah on Tua's inability to slide.
Damn right. Tell his ass all the time. When we were playing against the Colts, you seen the fans start clapping for Anthony Richards when he slid. I said, our fans need to clap for Tua. Make him slide. We need you, bro. Next play. Come on. That's real, bro. It's real. And we love him. From brother to brother, we love him. Like, he's a huge part of this team. So,
I wish my girl would love me the way Tyreek loves Tua. The fact that he's coming back,
she would if she was dependent on a $40 million check coming
bro,
in.
But he already got that. He's already, that's already given
know,
to
but
him.
Still, but, hey, for, but still, he, if Tyreek ain't catching passes, dude.
Nobody wants to be,
they're going to come back.
No one's going to want to be dubbed a fat cat. And Tua will make you look being able to do what you're able to do. This dude has been a decoy for a month.
I got one worse for you. I played with big quarterbacks. From Bernie to Vinny, then Randall.
Now he remembers Vinny.
Dante, like Jeff George. None of them slid either. And every time they slid, they got knocked out because it took too long to get to the ground.
Well, my theory is that Tua's got Astron. He's got a big bottom.
What they got to do with sliding, dude?
You can't slide with a big
ass. We were wondering
I seen Pablo Sandoval slide.
Belly first.
Not belly with first. His ass.
I don't remember Miguel Cabrera sliding.
I don't remember.
Leroy fat shaming.
You ever
right?
saw Cecil Fielder slide?
Ultimate fat shaming.
You ever
right
saw? You ever see Prince Fielder slide?
Manny.
No, because he always jogging.
They can't slide. Big when you if you're a man you got a big bottom you're not gonna be able to slide.
I'm trying to think if that happened.
It seemed like it'd be easier to slide.
Nah, I think the bigness from your bottom is gonna lift you up and then boom you can't slide very well. It's like hitting a pothole when you slide. You're gonna be
you know what that sounds like? Conversations from a slim guy.
I'm just saying,
right? You're making right. Judgments.
Maybe, but I'm giving you examples. I mean, and nobody's counted
if
it.
He's going. I mean, like just Shohei Ohtani. He's got 50 stolen bases. Like, does Shohei Ohtani, is he built down there? I don't think I've ever really noticed. I know he's tall.
He's tall and lanky.
Juan Pierre, tiny ass.
Oh, so you saying people with robust bottoms can't slide?
Mm-mm.
We're just wondering.
I had to process.
What?
You ever seen a dancer slide?
A dancer?
Down a pole.
That's it. They need something slippery to slide on. But other than that,
what?
That's
what?
It.
What
is slippery?
On a
pole. The pole.
It's very impressive.
Oh, my goodness.
But have you ever seen a big bottom slide on a base? That's all I'm asking. Prince Fielder? No. You're not telling me anything.
I'm trying to think.
Rusty Staub? No. Nobody's telling me. Yet you've seen him. Exactly. No. Nobody's seen him. John Kruk? You ever seen John Kruk slide? No.
No.
He ain't getting close enough to slide.
Big bottoms. When you have a big bottom, you can't. You ever seen? Okay, God rest the dead. You ever seen Jared Lorenzen slide when he was playing?
Hefty lefty.
Yeah, you ever seen him slide?
He had to.
Huh?
Nobody wasn't hurting him.
All I'm saying, it's hard to slide when you got a big ass.
And I'm trying to think. Did Dante slide?
You never saw. No, he ran over people.
Cam Newton never slid.
Did? Oh, wait. Let's see. Let's go current day. Josh Allen.
Even Mahomes, he's got that dad bod. Mahomes doesn't really slide. He always does that.
No, but you know what?
He looks awkward.
He looks awkward, but he gets away with it because he used to play baseball, so he kind of knows how to slide.
Does he? I don't always remember. I always remember him scooting out of bounds. I don't think I recall him sliding.
You know who's a great slider? Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah. He does, and he's got the cheeks.
But he's not big ass, but he's got cheeks.
It's not nothing.
It's not Tua cheeks? Is that what you're saying?
It's not Tua cheeks.
Okay. Few cheeks are like Samoan cheeks.
Hey, but Tua lost some weight, so he got less cheeks. He don't have cheeks from like 2 years ago. He slimmed up.
Who?
Tua.
I don't think you lose
he
that,
still
dude.
Has them.
No, you don't lose that.
They said that about Kyle Lowry, too.
First of all, no. First of all, let's be clear. You cannot have a conversation about butt because your head, your ass, and your heels touch the wall at the same time. Jeez. So we ain't talking.
Damn, Wait, his head, ass, and heels would touch.
If he's checking his height, he's straight so in the back. Right.
Didn't realize I couldn't dance to Uncle Luke. Jesus.
So, there ain't no Tootsie Roll over here, buddy. Forget scarred. You might be scared.
What people could do with and without cheeks, right? I'm not listening to you.
No, I don't think you. If you got big cheeks, you can't slide.
Damn. I'm going to go in my backyard and slide. I'm a slide. Nah, I'm going to call Thomas here. I got to have surgery. What happened? I tore my ACL. What? I was trying to slide.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
Online resources so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Slight chance of showers this afternoon, high of 85. Tonight, mostly clear skies and a low of 71.
Weather brought to you by Robert Half. Robert Half's recruiting professionals use their award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. Learn more at roberthalf.com/talent today.
Your favorite shows, the games of your favorite Miami teams, and more can be heard on the free Odyssey app. Don't miss out. Download it today and make WQAM your favorite station.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back. We got a $250 gift card that you could win to see football, the Heat, the Panthers, Inter Miami, and the MLS playoffs. If you guys want to enter, go to WQM.com/contest. Dave & Buster's, eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. You got the mixed bag coming on up. We're going to play a little chunk of the Pat Riley speech from yesterday coming up in the mixed bag. If you guys missed it, it was Goosey's. And then the rest of the night was not. But Pat Riley, of course, deserved honor, and it shouldn't be lost in the Miami Heat embarrassing themselves yesterday in front of the Godfather that he got a much-deserved honor. And so we'll bring that to you here in about 10 minutes if you guys hadn't heard any of the Riley speech from yesterday or you weren't able to hear the speech from yesterday, which was, it was an unfortunate ending. I will say, new intro looked cool, new Jumbotron looked cool. Atmosphere, same tremendous. Basketball on the court.
You know what we call that in football?
What's that?
What the Heat did?
What's that?
Window dressing.
Oh.
That's like Tyreek going in motion.
Well, speaking of Tyreek.
You can change the rims. You can put tints on the windows, but you still got the same car.
Well, speaking of Tyreek, we heard a little bit from him last segment, just completely scoffing at Mike McDaniel.
Hey, which was and even the way he did it was funny. He's like, well, he can say what he wants. That's not what we believe.
You know how we talk about Tyler Hero's maturity?
Yeah.
Dude, Tyreek feels like he's a different man this week. Like, there's more
pep in his step.
There's a definitely pep in his step. There's more joy. That's the only type of feeling if you've been away from somebody you love for like
agreed.
5 weeks.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, we all feel that way.
Tyreek said.
Tyreek just put it into words.
He said, after this, if you don't believe Tua is the franchise quarterback, he told everybody, go root for another team. Here was Tyreek.
Agreed.
Just having Tua back will get us back, man. Like, having Tua back, man. He's a big part of this team, bro. He's the franchise, dog. And anybody that doesn't see that or doesn't believe it, like, go to another team. I could care less right now, man. But like I said, I mean, I missed the dude, bro. This whole team misses him, bro.
Man,
Damn. It's so damn true. But poor Snoop Huntley. Man just busted his shoulder, and now he's being told he's not loved.
What are you going to do, though? Like, what is Tyreek supposed to do? Like,
I'm just saying.
Here's the deal.
He lied about it for 4 weeks, okay? Zero catches. You can only lie so much, Vlad.
Here's the deal, Vlad. It's not they don't appreciate the efforts of the guy that's in there.
They do.
Okay? But you know. Wow, that was just raggedy.
I love you, Study Steve. That was great.
Tyreek gonna love Cam Ward.
Damn, Study Steve.
But it's just one of those things that you appreciate the efforts of the guy, but then you realize how important the dude is to you.
First of all,
you see what I'm saying?
And
I think that's the, like, we all made it sound like Tua was a system quarterback. A lot of people said it, right?
Turns out he is.
A lot of people said that. Say the same thing about Brock Purdy. Look at where the offense went without Tua.
Yep.
Oh, Brock Purdy is a system quarterback.
What
happens when the parts are missing?
But that's anybody, though, except for a handful of guys.
Here was Tyreek Hill. He had a message for his fantasy owners for this week. Here was Tyreek.
Tyreek, what would you tell people who have you in fantasy who might be a little frustrated from the first six games?
You want to tell them last question?
We're back, baby. Strike up the band. We're back, baby. Start me this week, baby. Let's go. Last question?
Yeah, you can tell he's happy. I'm going to tell you why you know he's happy. You can hear Ren's in the back saying, hey, you want one more question, Ren? No?
Okay.
All right. And second, he's cursing up a storm. He's cursing like a sailor.
I love it.
He's cursing like a drunken sailor, and you only curse like that if you're angry or happy.
You can hear his smile.
Oh, you can
You can hear his smile. Mm-hmm. Well said, Avril.
Thank you.
He better put up numbers, because if he only has 3 catches for 30 yards.
Oh, you're not kidding, dude. Listen, we're all looking at we're looking at whatever app we're going to. I choose Prize Picks. You know, and we're going to go more.
I can't do it.
Really?
One of the things I'm going to tell you, that every time I have lost in Prize Picks, it had to do with me having confidence with a guy on a team that I root for. Every time.
Gotten you in trouble?
I don't want to watch the game like that.
I got to tell you, well, I'm so glad I didn't bet on the game last night.
You're the opposite.
Oh, I like betting on my team, but I always bet more. I never bet unders.
Me too, though. I do that too. I'm never going to – I don't want to root for my players on my teams to fail.
Right. Hold on.
Bad vibes. 3 points?
You know why he always takes more, right?
Why?
Because he wants to be entertained. You're not if you take the under, you don't want to entertain the game.
The only thing I would ever bet under is like a fight if I think it's gonna end under 2.5 rounds.
But you still root for your guy because you want him to bludgeon the other guy.
That's right.
Right.
So right. So that it's different in boxing in a fight game.
Sports, yeah, you bet different depending on the sport.
Dude, I cashed my biggest ticket in the fight game ever. Floyd Mayweather against Conor McGregor.
Still sitting in those courtside seats from that fight, man. Saw him last night.
How much did you put on that?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't bet the actual. I put the round. I did a parlay. The round.
You nailed it.
The round that it was going in, that it was going to last a certain amount of time, and whether Floyd was going to stop the fight.
It was like almost like one round too early. Thankfully, the ref let it go.
One more round. Look, we sitting in the tent. It wasn't good enough. Look, it had so many people there.
Tempos
across the street, and everybody was like, ooh, ooh. I'm like, come on, Connor. Hang in there for one more round, baby. One more round. They got
I can't believe this. You see this?
Hmm?
Never in my life would I've ever heard a black man rooting for a white man to continue fighting so that he can make money.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Hang on again.
The inevitable was going to happen. We just needed to hang on for one more. Just
hang on one little bit. It's for you to get your greenbacks.
It's a 3, 2, 1. Ah, I started across the street. Give me that money.
Well, speaking of undefeated, Floyd Mayweather saw him in the building last night. The undefeated dry cleaner of South Florida is A&T Dry Cleaners, man. The best dry cleaning in South Florida. Use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. 40-plus years owned and run by our guy, Ara, and he wants to take care of our audience, Leroy.
Yep. All you have to do is give him a call or text him at 954-610-9383 and ask for Ara. Halloween costumes, new kids' school uniforms, teachers, you need your wardrobe taken in, lost a little weight, need same-day sewing situations, they can take you. They have a seamstress on site who can do same-day alterations. But give them a call to check. Sometimes you have these complicated things. They will give you a price, let you know how quick they can do it. All you have to do is give them a call, 954-610-9383. They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach. And you can get a deal. Mention Tobin and Leroy, and you get 25% off your order.
Right.
That is 25%.
Yep, 25%, or what the Heat shot last night. So, you know, if you want to think about that discount, that's basically what Ara's giving you. I mean, the Heat wore a Halloween costume. It was a good basketball team during the preseason. Halloween came early for them. Ridiculous. Oh, yeah. I'm lashing out, Ara. I'm sorry. You want to know why? We're gonna clean it up. Just like, oh, we'll clean it up with your clothes. You're never going to want to launder your own clothes again. As Leroy said, 25% off your order at A&T Dry Cleaners. When you mentioned the Tobin and Leroy show, they got a same-day sewing situation. They got a seamstress on site. They take care of you, man. They serve all of Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach counties. A&T Dry Cleaners, you use them, and you'll never want to launder your own clothes again. Call or text Ara, 954-610-9383. Mixed bag next.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You guys can catch us there. And we are streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM. Miami Heat. They lose on opening night. Brutal. But it was a star-studded night. Not on the court. Just by Goosies. Because...
I think you could have took the people watching the game, some of the players, and they could have put up more than a score
point. I am pretty sure that if you put D-Wade out there in his sweater, he would have given you better than 1-for-8. I'm just saying. Maybe I'm crazy, Leroy.
Why are you calling out his sweater?
No, I'm just saying that's what he was wearing. He was wearing a lovely sweater.
He was wearing a nice sweater, yeah.
It was a lovely sweater. I have nothing against the sweater. I'm just saying he doesn't even need a jersey. Doesn't even need a jersey for last night. And he's doing better than what the Stars put up for the Miami Heat.
UD was so disgusted he had to wear shades, man.
He
didn't want to
He didn't
want to watch it anymore.
He's like, you're telling me, you know, this is where we're at. But you did see this was a moment of D-Wade and Pat Riley before the ceremony got going. Goosey's, you know, the godfather, a couple goats talking to each other, you know, everything they've been through, the ups, the downs.
A lot of downs.
Not a lot of downs. Yeah. It was one down.
That's when I say a lot of downs, I'm not just saying the many times. I'm just talking about a lot, meaning money downs.
It was one money dispute.
It was bad.
It was bad.
Okay.
Now it's all good now. Look at him, baby. Having a good time. But it was an awesome night, man. It was a great night for Pat Riley. Well deserved. It's unfortunate about what happened on the court. So for mixed bag today, Leroy, I know not everybody got to hear the speech last night. Figured we'd play the last few minutes of it so everybody can kind of enjoy and hear what the Godfather had to say, and especially to his family, because I kind of thought that was the best part. I thought his message to his wife, Chris Riley, and
you don't realize Miami the people means to him. The people.
Yeah, I thought that was the coolest part. So here was Pat Riley's speech last night. And enjoy for the mixed bag. The Godfather, Pat Riley.
I'd like to finish, obviously. I can't thank everybody, but there's one person who I can't thank. I want to say thank you to Elizabeth for coming. And that little beauty down there, Olivia James. No, not yet. And Paul. I want to get this one right. It was one summer night on a crowded mezzanine in San Diego. I saw perfect. The most beautiful woman ever. A flowered summer dress swaying softly as she walked towards me. Saw those hazel eyes and my heart leapt. Determined I would see her again. There were not going to be any games here. I went for her like Udonis Haslam is going to go for a loose ball right on that court right there. It started with a beach walk, a shared ice cream cone, long drives under the sun and under the stars, just drifting in bliss, singing out loud all Motown songs, the songs we loved. They became our songs for life and still are. What was next? She got a ball player. I got somebody truly special. Then a proposal, a wedding, a marriage, a family. Chris and Pat, son James Patrick, grandson Connor James, daughter Elizabeth Marie, granddaughter Olivia James, son-in-law Paul, the Rileys, new lives, new teams, new friends, new challenges, new highs, new lows, honey. We've been through it all. Moving on, getting traded, getting cut, getting fired, career over, but always there's a new dream. LA Showtime was great. New York Madison Square Garden was exciting. But the Miami Heat has, will, and always be family. It's family. Teams can win. Families win championships. Mickey and Madeline, Nick, Jenna, Kelly, and Ronnie, I just want to thank you so much. Miami is a home. Some great success early and some failures. Then championships, joy, parades, champagne. Christmas right there, always in 118, yelling and screaming with all of our friends. Nobody could ever wear a Celtic jacket there or anything in that one section. Look out. She was forever and always committed, keeping me going. We are vow keepers. We kept them for a half a century. Both of us. We kept each other right. Really right, right there in our hearts, souls, faith, and hoops. Thank you, God. I know now you sent me a great woman, a great partner, a great person, a great wife, great mother, great friend to all. In Miami, Chris, we built a great life together with the Heat, the staff, and our great fans. A life we told each other, Miami is it. We turned over every stone, kept each other there when our eyes closed. Our hearts never let each other go, or anyone. It will end here one day, and that stamp there, and that stamp over there, that's what it's all about, sweetie. We made it. We made it. I love you. Thank you. And to all the fans, thank you for 30 years of your support. Thank you for being here tonight. Love you all. Thank you all.
There you go. Pat Riley yesterday at halftime.
Are you okay, Tobin?
Let me say this.
Your eyes are red.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Do you need a napkin?
Yeah.
You know what, Tobin? I'm there with you, Tobin.
We can't wipe his face with Clorox.
First of all, wipe it with a wipe.
First of all, you've already tried to poison me in here.
You
threw more aerosol spray in this room.
That was her?
As if a roach lived in here.
Yo, you know what?
She nearly killed me.
I'm happy you explained that, Tobin, because remember I went in there to get some of the Halloween candy, right?
Yeah.
You know what?
There's Halloween candy?
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome.
So if my eyes look a little
like
misty.
I'm not going to hold you, Leroy.
If my eyes look a little red, Vlad, yes, and I am very moved by Pat Riley's words to his wife, Chris Riley. But also, JFig tried to poison me.
Okay, no, so now, you know what?
I was helping you.
Let's be honest.
Let's get back to the candy.
I went to get the candy, right? And then when I went in there, the minute you opened the door to the studio, you're just engulfed with Lysol.
Yeah, punch in the face.
So I thought Tobin farted.
No. Wow, really?
Why would the room? Why would the room be smelling like that,
dude?
If, like I really thought you there. Farted and you were
I would not cover up the crime scene.
No, but I'm just thinking like, oh man, you farted and you're like, oh man, this is bad.
J-Fig
like,
comes
even cover
in today.
Up my own smell.
J-Fig, I don't know what her nostrils are flaring on, but she is like very bothered. We had a pumpkin in here that was starting to go. But I didn't know
it was leaking all over the table.
I didn't notice it as
nasty.
Much as you. I didn't notice it until you had said something.
Surprise.
And then I didn't really notice it until you emptied an entire aerosol can spray in here.
Come on, it
and
was
like
five spritzes.
It plumed.
It wasn't.
It plumed into the air here, and it made it worse.
No,
it smells cleaner in here.
It does not.
No, it doesn't.
You know what? You're welcome.
That's because you
like
burned your senses.
Room, okay.
Listen, I'm sorry. I went in there, and you gotta understand. Tobin was just on his like on the computer, so I. Pretty much acting like nothing happened. I'm just thinking, all right, let me get some candy here. Hey, I'm gonna grab
you
some candy.
You were inhaling his fart, correct?
And I'm like, oh my god, this is a lot of Lysol. So I'm like, dude, somebody must have farted. Maybe you spraying it before J-Fig comes in, so it doesn't, you know, because nobody wants to fart and a girl walks in. You know what I mean? Like,
of
that's
course.
Not cool. So
I would never fart in front of Avril Lavigne.
But I didn't know Avril Lavigne just decided that she wanted to spray Lysol
she
on everybody.
She said, "See you later, boy."
Jeez,
I did.
But anyway. Yes, I was very moved by that speech.
Point for Tobin.
How can you not? 50 years together, you know, a lifetime of basketball.
First of all, Mr.
And your grandkids are there, your kids are there. I mean, how do you not get moved by that?
Well, we all know the real godfather in the Riley family is Chris, is Mrs. Riley.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact, I just love the way he was showing his love and appreciation to his wife. Because pretty much it seems like not a lot of moves happen without Chris's blessing.
She's a support system.
She's not only the support system. She might be the system.
She's the backbone.
Definitely.
Yeah, people don't, like they say, like, don't mess with Chris Riley.
Yeah, like since New York, we've heard that.
Yeah, like, don't. But that's, yeah, it's an awesome thing. And I'm so happy that he got that honor. It was such a cool surprise that Mickey put for him. Just unfortunate that the team went out there and completely screwed the pooch, and you ruined it. You ruined it. You let Paolo go out there and just wipe his feet all over Pat Riley's new minted court with the same song and dance that you guys have been doing since you've been up 3-0 against the Celtics. Ridiculous. We're going on 18 months here. You can't play in that damn building. Sending the fans home sad. Oh, we're going to figure it out. Oh, we gonna. It's not a Rubik's Cube. Maybe if I go over here and I go over here. Brick.
So who are you upset at?
All of them. All of them.
Including Spo?
Yeah, of course. Of course. All of them. Is he not the head coach?
It's only the first game.
Yeah, it's the first game. But you want to know something? Some things are patterns. And you want to know something? How about when you have a team full of behemoths, you put out the 7-footer? What's he going to do? He's not 18 years old. What's he going to do? Be on ice? Oh, because he doesn't know the system? Spo, do tell. What is the system, Spo? Stand around and look at each other? Tickle our bellies? What do we do? What is the system that Kalel Ware isn't going to get a shake until February? I'd love to know. Same thing every time.
We had this conversation before. Is that, are any of these young guys going to play?
Right. Nah, let's put Thomas Bryan out there. Cool. Imagine if you would have put Kevin Love out there. Kevin Love wasn't there, but imagine if he was. Kevin Love against Paolo.
Nah, Paolo would kill him.
What are we going to do? He's just going to be on ice? And then what? Then he's going to learn next year? Get him out there, dude!
You ever notice basketball and football have the totally opposite thought process behind draft picks? Basketball, they want to groom their guy because they think they got the first 6 or 7 years, you know, before they hit their prime. Football, let's get them out of there, because get them out there now, because we need to know, because we don't want to be paying this guy without knowing whether he can play or not.
Yeah, the same thing. It's like that, except on like most. I think most franchises play their first rounders, but not the Heat if you're over 6'8".
Our boy Sonny Steve wants to know how long.
Till not calling for anybody's job. I'm just frustrated. Isn't everybody frustrated?
It's just the first game, Tobin.
No, it's not the first game. Did you not hear Vlad?
Did you not hear Pat Riley's speech?
Does it not make you more mad listening to that and then realizing what went forth on the court then thereafter?
I'm going to go with a comment I heard last night during the Nets Hawks game. Don't ask me why I was watching.
Of course. You didn't even have to say that.
Right. There was gambling involved.
I mean, unless you're Trae Young's relative, I don't understand what anybody else is doing watching Nets Hawks unless you are Hawks Tobin or a degenerate.
Right. I was watching that, and then I was also watching Detroit, Indiana. First game. Don't ask me why. But they asked one of the Detroit players during the half, because they were leading, the Pacers led the league in scoring last year, and he said that was last year. So that's why I'm going to you, Leroy. This is the first game of a new season.
Correct.
I know they still have some of last year's tendencies, and Henderson's still there, but it is a new season with new personnel.
Well, here's the kicker. Okay, and here's why we are so frustrated. Everybody's healthy. You don't have to have a mixed match of a lineup. You have your stars. Nobody's banged up. Why are we still seeing the same basketball we ended last year's season with?
Because it's the first game of the season. I can understand.
So I can understand if they were off on defense, because it takes time to get that system and be on a string and all that. But they couldn't score last year, dude. They were at the bottom of the league scoring.
It's going to happen. I just don't feel like you guys.
I understand it's the first game, but I just don't want to see the same crap I saw last year.
Leroy, I understand that. You said that yesterday before the game, that with the guys healthy, you don't want to see the same type of. But I'm also saying it's also one game into the season. Like, if this happens in the first 15 games, if you see this type of production, then I can understand.
I already got the bubble guts because I'm scared I'm going to see it.
Well, you just might have had a fart.
I think.
You just might just had a fart. It just might have been a fart.
Nobody's farting, Vlad.
Okay. Lysol?
Well, no, he's saying he's getting bubble guts. That just might have been a fart. It's not diarrhea. Diarrhea if it happens 15 consecutive more times. 15 consecutive times. Okay. But if it's just a blip in the radar and then you bust Charlotte's ass, what's going to happen? You're going to be good again.
That's what makes me Wile E. Coyote. I always buy back in. But right now, I'm really mad and you ruined Pat Riley night. And Sexy Sauce says it right when he says, I blame the Bahamas. He's right.
Way to give him more fuel to this fire.
I knew that was coming. Somebody was going
to
mention it.
Told you not to go have training camp in the Bahamas. Played like a bunch of, like you had a bunch of daiquiris in your hand. And Paolo said, watch this, dude. Back after this.